感谢主今天晚上能够和弟兄姊妹聚在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to gather before him.
这两天我听见一些弟兄姊妹讲这个周末有特别聚会。
I have heard these last 2 days some brothers and sisters said that this weekend we have a special meeting.
我想我先声明一下什么叫做特别。
So let me first clarify what is special.
不是因为本来礼拜六晚上没有聚会加一个聚会叫做特别
It's not special just because we normally don't have a Saturday night meeting and so now it is special
也不是因为呢有一个外地来的弟兄有交通就叫做特别
And it's not special because we have a brother who is from out of town so that's why it's special
实际上人是非常微小的
In reality, us as a person, we are very small
也是非常平凡的
And we're very normal
但是我们今天能够聚在这里乃是聚在主的跟前
But today for us to gather here, we are gathering before the Lord
弟兄姊妹那个叫做特别
Brothers and sisters, that is called
世界上的人没有办法享受
People of this world cannot enjoy this
也没有办法领会
And they cannot understand it
但是我们神的儿女们有两三个人聚在他的名里面
But as children of God, when there are two or three who are gathered in his spirit
弟兄姊妹主就在我们中间
For in his name, the Lord is now in our midst
这几天我在主面前安静预备
And so in these last few days, as I was quiet and preparing
主一再地把这个感觉摆在我里面
The Lord constantly placed this feeling inside of me
所以我在主面前俯伏祷告
So I prostrated myself and prayed.
我说主啊，求你让这几天的聚会充满你的同在。
I asked, Lord, we do desire that this meeting, these meetings would be filled with your presence.
人说的话可能会过去，也可能被忘记。
The word spoken by man will pass and it may be forgotten.
但是我们在这里享受了主的同在，我们遇见了他，那个是极其特别的。
But if we have enjoyed of his presence and if we have met him, then that is extraordinarily special.
这是我们神的儿女们得着一个极大的特权和祝福。
This is a great privilege and great blessing as children of God.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹，我们把心都转向主自己。
So I ask all brothers and sisters, may we turn our hearts to our Lord
himself. 我们跟主说，主，我把全人从地上事物和自己的感觉收回来。
So we say, Lord, collect our entire person from all of the things of this world and our circumstances.
无论我们身体好坏，或者外面发生什么事情。
No matter if your health is good or bad or whatever has happened.
我们都收回来，我们知道主在这里。
We collect ourselves together and say, the Lord is here.
我们带着安静、恭敬的态度等候在他的脚前。
With a quiet and reverent heart, we wait before the Lord.
让圣灵运行在我们中间。
May the Holy Spirit move among us.
摸到我的心。
And touch my heart.
弟兄姊妹，那就是特别。
Then, brothers and sisters, that is special.
我回想我一生去过很多的会。
I think back to all of the many meetings I've attended.
每次当我有这样的心预备自己，每一次聚会都特别。
Every time I had that heart where I was prepared, those meetings were special.
所以愿主这两天呢祝福我们。
So in these 2 days, may the Lord bless us.
这一次我知道我到这里来被安排有几次的服事。
And so this time, knowing that I have been assigned these several times of service,
我在主面前寻求等候。
And as I saw and waited before the Lord,
主把四世纪一点的感觉放在我里面。
The Lord gave me a sense of the book of Judges.
所以好不好我们请大家一同来读四世纪的几处经文。
So shall we together read some passages from the book of Judges?
在没有读之前我先讲一下这一次我交通的题目。
But before we read, I want to share a little bit about this topic.
为着这题目呢也是费尽脑筋
And regarding this topic I've thought much about it
我知道呢每次我一进门呢我们孔英弟兄就要问我你的题目是什么
Every time as soon as I enter through these doors Brother Roy would ask me What is your theme and topic
这个题目我改了又改都觉得不合适
And I keep correcting this topic The title I don't feel it's appropriate
在三天前早上起来安静在主面前
But 3 days ago As I was quiet and waiting before the Lord
主说你就用一个很平常的题目好了
The Lord said Use a very simple and common theme
就四世纪中的危机和挑战
the crisis and the challenge from the judges.
好，我们一起读四世纪第一章，我们读第一节和第二节。
Shall we read Judges chapter 1 verses 1 and 2?
约书亚死后，以色列人求问耶和华说，我们中间谁当首先上去攻击迦南人与他们征战？耶和华说，犹大当先上去，我已将那地交在他手中。
Now it came about after the death of Joshua that the sons of Israel inquired of the Lord, saying, Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? The Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand.
第十九节
Verse 19
耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出山地的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
Now the Lord was with Judah, and they took possession of the hill country, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had iron chariots.
从十九节开始一直到三十六节
Starting from verse 19 all the way through verse 36,
我们看见了有九次讲到他们没有赶出。
We see 9 times it says that they were not able to drive out.
为着时间的缘故，我不通通读了。
For the sake of time, I won't read all of it.
我就捡四次，第二次是二十一节。
I'm just going to pick 4 times. The second time is verse 21.
便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，耶布斯人仍在耶路撒冷与便雅悯人同住，直到今日。
But the sons of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites have lived with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day.
三十四节
Verse 34
和三十五节
And 35
亚摩利人强逼但人住在山地，不容他们下到平原。亚摩利人却执意住在西列山和亚亚伦，并杀兵。然而约瑟家胜了他们，便使他们成了服苦的人。
Then the Amorites forced the sons of Dan into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the valley. Yet the Amorites persisted in living in Mount Heres, in Ajalon, and in Shaalbim. But when the power of the house of Joseph grew strong, they became forced labor.
第二章第一节到第五节
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 5
耶和华的使者从基甲上到坡金，对以色列人说，我使你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说，我永不废弃与你们所立的约，你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢？
Now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said,I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land which I have sworn to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And as for you, you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. But you have not obeyed me. What is this you have done?
因此我又说，我必不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们乐笑的荆棘，他们的神必做你们的网罗。耶和华的使者向以色列众人说这话的时候，百姓就放声而哭，于是给那地方起名叫坡金，众人在那里向耶和华献祭。
Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they will become as thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. When the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept. So they named that place Bochim, and there they sacrificed to the Lord.
第二章第六节
Chapter 2, verse 6
从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候，他们各归自己的地业，占据地土。
When Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel went each to his inheritance to possess the land.
第十节
Verse 10.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
All that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel.
十一节到十三节
Verse 11 through 13
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利， 离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四维列国的神，惹耶和华发怒，并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。
Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and bowed themselves down to them. Thus they provoked the Lord to anger. So they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtaroth.
我们再请大家看箴言二十九章第十八节，前一半。
Shall we turn to Proverbs chapter 29, the first part of verse 18?
没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
约书亚记二十四章十五节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的。是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊，对四世纪的历史熟不熟
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you are familiar with the history from the book of Judges.
我这两天呢，要从四世纪第一章到第四章，和弟兄姊妹交通四世纪的挑战和四世纪的危机和四世时代的挑战。
In these 2 days, I want to share with brothers and sisters the crisis and the challenge that is described from Judges 1 through 4.
我们知道这一卷书呢，是一卷历史的记载。
We know that this is a recording of history.
世界上的人告诉我们说，历史呢是人类的一面镜子。
We know that people of this world, they say that history is the mirror of mankind.
那么在新约时代呢？保罗在哥林多前书里面也告诉我们。
And Paul also in 1 Corinthians tells us.
他说圣经上记载过去以色列百姓的历史。
He says that the Bible, all of the history that was recorded in the Bible.
是作为一个预表，作为一个鉴戒。
Is an example and also written for our instruction.
把它记载在圣经上面。
It was recorded for us in the scriptures.
对我们生活在主的面前的神的儿女们是一个警戒。
It is an instruction or admonition for us.
是一个提醒。
It is a reminder.
好叫我们呢能够谨慎自己。
So that we could be very watchful of ourselves.
免得呢我们跌倒。
Otherwise we may stumble.
我们要能够为主在这个时代站立得住。
So that we may stand firm for the Lord in this time.
我们读四世纪的时候。
When we read the book of Judges.
我们如果把它整个从第一章到二十一章都读一遍。
If you are to read the entire book from chapter 1 through 21,
一定会有一个感觉，这一段的时期呢，是一个衰败，是一个混乱、黑暗，并且失落的时代。
You will read as you read through the entire book, you will find that it is a time of darkness, of declination, of falling, and of people who are lost.
神对他的儿女们有一个旨意。
God has a will for His people.
就是呢，他已经借着摩西和约书亚，把他的百姓从埃及为奴之家带进了迦南地美好的产业。
That is, God, through Moses and Joshua, had led them out of the land of slavery into the bountiful land of Canaan.
神有一个旨意要他们呢，在那个地上呢，不要与周围的列国民族立约。
God's will was that they would not make a covenant with any of the other nations surrounding them.
并且不要去侍奉他们的神，反而要把他们拜偶像的祭坛通通拆毁。
And not to serve their gods and to tear down all of their altars.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这个要求过分不过分？
Brothers and sisters, do you find that this request is too much?
难不难呢？
Is it difficult?
可能你我想了，这有什么难嘛？
Perhaps you and I may think this is not difficult.
这个很简单呢。
This is very easy.
但是我们读了整个四世纪，我们看见他们都没有做到。
But you read through the entire book of Judges, they were unable to do it.
所以四世纪第一个特点。我们看见就是他们在神给他们的祝福上面他们经历的不完全。
So we find that the very first characteristic in the book of Judges is that their experience of God's will was incomplete.
你们若是依靠我，我必与你们同在，在你们面前赶出你们周围的这些拜偶像的民族。
God said, if you rely upon me, I will, help you to cast out all of these people.
但是呢，就是最刚强的犹大也赶不出，也没有办法得完全。
But the strongest tribe of Judah, they were unable to cast out, drive out the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这像不像我们今天活在肉身中，
Brothers、
我们自己的光景
sisters, ？Is this just like us in living in the condition of our flesh？
有的时候我们在主面前光景呢，自己都觉得还不错。
Sometimes we feel that our condition before the Lord is pretty good.
但是不错了几天呢？我们就发现自己不像样了。
But after a few days of being good, you find that you're not so good anymore.
我们在神给我们的祝福和恩典上面，我们领受的不完全。
In our receiving of His grace and His love, we are incomplete.
我们看见第二个特点。
The second nature.
在四世时代呢，他们在不完全中，他们失败了。
That in their in their incompletion, they were failing.
啊，他们失败了以后呢，神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
After they failed, God raised up judges to deliver them.
那么每一次士师的拯救，就带来一段复兴并且安息的日子。
After being delivered by a judge, we see that there was revival and days of peace.
但是这个复兴不过是局部的。
However, this revival was only temporary.
啊，是 partial.
It was partial.
啊，并且是暂时的。
And it was also temporary.
都有一段时期，这个事实一过去了以后，他们又落进原来那个失败。失落的光景。
It was only for a period of time, and after it had ended, we realized that they fall back into the original condition.
在四世纪里面，我们看见这样连续的反复了好多次。
We see that this was a constant cycle.
如果你熟悉并且去查考一下的话
，If you're familiar and you search,
四世纪一共有十二位士师。
You will find that there are 12 judges in the book of Judges.
其中有七位士师呢，他们是有武功的。
Seven of them, we find, they
have military victory.
They have military victory.
啊，所以他们胜过了仇敌。
And so they had victory over the enemy.
所以我们称这七位士师叫做主要的士师。
And so we call them the major judges.
那么还有五位士师呢？他们是把属灵的光景带回到神所要的那个正常的光景。
And we find that there are five other judges who, they brought the spiritual condition of the people back to what the Lord desired.
但是不论怎样
，But no matter what，
我们看见这十二位士师他们的工作哈都不完全。
For these 12 judges, their work was incomplete.
他们所带来的不过是一个暂时的复兴，而不是在神永远的旨意上面。往前去。
They brought just temporary revival. They did not bring the God's will to move forward.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的旨意是一定永定，并且一直往前去的。
We know that God's will is absolute. It will be accomplished.
好，他定了他的旨意 once for all.
Once it is set, it is once
for all. 所以他在时间中就照着他的计划，照着他的时间表。一步一步往前走。
So in time, it, according to his plan, it will move forward step by step.
但是很可惜呢，到了士师时代呢，神的旨意在神的儿女们中间就停顿了。
However, sadly, during the time of Judges, we see that God's will came to a halt.
我们可以这样讲，他们有七次主要的复兴，然后再加五次的安息哈，但是他们在神的旨意上。就停顿，没有往前去。
We can say that they had seven times of revival and five times where they had enjoyed peace. However, in God's will, they had entirely stopped.
这是四世纪给我们看见的一个特点。
This is a characteristic that we see in the book of Judges.
若是我们在这个时代要能够叫神的心意得着满足。
In this generation, if we are to allow God's will, God's heart to be satisfied.
要让我们呢，在神的旨意上面 我们有得着并且往前。
And in God's will that we also gain and move forward.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求主救我们脱离世俗时代的光景。
Then brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord to deliver us from the condition of the judges.
这是我们读历史给我们的一点的帮助和提醒。
This is the help as well as the reminder we receive when we read history.
那么这几次复兴神所使用的器皿。
And so in these revivals, the vessels that God used.
在这一卷圣经里面呢，中文翻得很特别，就是士师。
And so it is a very interesting translation. They are called judges.
我想这个对今天的人来讲呢，读都不知道这个是什么东西。
And perhaps in Chinese, when you read it, you don't know what it is.
你去读英文的就比较清楚一点。
But it's much more clear in English.
英文呢就叫做审判者。
These are judges.
或者用今天的话来讲就是法官。
Or they are the judge.
我们知道这个士师啊，是一百年以前的中国北方对法官的称呼。
And this is the title that in Chinese used by officials many years ago.
那么神用了这一班人来做那一段时代的一个标记。
God used this group of people as a standard for His people.
什么叫做审判者呢
？What is a judge？
就是他对当时神儿女们。属灵的光景和生活的情形，他有一个分辨。
A judge is a person who has a discernment for that particular
generation. 他有一个正确从神那里来的判断。
He has an accurate judgment from God.
而且他能够靠着神所给他的能力的帮助神的儿女们回转。
And according to the strength from God, he is able to turn the hearts of the people around.
把他们归正回来。
To correct them back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从这个角度我们看自己的生活，我们何等需要神在我们中间兴起士师来。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at our own lives from this perspective, how we need judges.
好叫我们呢属灵的光景常常被主修正
so that our spiritual condition often can be corrected
能够从不正常的回到神心意所要的光景
to return from an abnormal condition back to what God desires
那么士师时代另外有一个特点
there is another characteristic of the time of the judges
它是介于摩西和约书亚那个时代的后面
it was a time after Moses and Joshua
是在撒母耳和大卫所代表的那个时代的前面
and it was a time before Samuel and King David
我们看见了也就是在神儿女们中间带他们出埃及进迦南的那个时代和国度的那个荣耀的时代的中间
it was the time right in between leaving Egypt gaining inheritance and the time right before receiving the kingdom
所以这一段时代呢时间差不多有四百五十年。
This period of time, it was approximately 450 years.
我们知道这是保罗他读历史，他讲的在这个使徒行传里面呢，他讲到四世纪大约是四百五十年。
And so we know that when Paul talked about this in the book of Acts, he says it was around 450 years.
在使徒行传十三章，他第一篇福音的信息里面就讲到这个点。
In Acts chapter 13, the very first time he preached the gospel, he talked about this.
那么这一段时期呢，我们说它是一个过渡的时期。
We say that this was an interim or transitional time.
是一个转换的时期。
It was a time of transition.
神要他的旨意在他百姓中间再往前去。
God desires for His will to move forward.
但是神的儿女们没有预备好。
However, God's children, they were not prepared.
所以神是慈爱、怜悯又忍耐的神。
So God is a God of patience, of forbearance.
他就用了四百五十年的时间。来预备他的儿女们。
He used 450 years to prepare his children.
好，在他儿女们中间继续往前的工作，把他的荣耀的旨意，就是国度的荣耀显明出来。
So to use that time so that the glory of the kingdom, that will can be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉？我们今天的时代像不像士师时代呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel that our days today is like the time of the judges?
在加略三天，主耶稣宣告说成了的时候，每一个相信的人都可以借着他出埃及了。
We know that at the foot of Mount Calvary, when the Lord Jesus said it is finished, everyone now is able to leave Egypt.
当圣灵降下来，基督的身体出现在地上，我们看见神就支搭帐幕在人间。 那就是教会。
We know that when the Holy Spirit descended and the body appeared on earth, the body of Christ, then we know that the church was born.
我们知道两三个人奉主的名聚集，我们就经历他的同在。
And when two and three are gathered together, we can experience His presence.
那是何等奇妙的经历
！It is such an amazing experience.
那是何等荣耀的经历
！It is a glorious experience.
那是何等有福的经历
！And it is a very blessed experience.
弟兄姊妹，这都成全了。
And all of this has been established.
那么我们在等什么呢？主现在还要做什么工作呢
？So now what are we waiting for? What is the Lord doing?
刚才我们听见有弟兄祷告说：“主啊，你在建造你的教会。”是的。
And、we hear some brothers pray, "Lord, you are establishing your church." Yes.
我们知道，这就像四世时代一样，神在我们身上要改变我们。
Yes, and this is a time of the judges where the Lord is changing us.
叫我们口头上说我愿与神立约，到我们实际成为与神立约的百姓。
That yes, with our mouth we say we make a covenant with the Lord, but we turn around and in our daily lives we make a covenant with the people of the land.
我们有那个立约的实际。
We have the reality of the covenant.
弟兄姊妹。我们就预备好迎接我们的君王回来。
And we are preparing to bring in our king.
弟兄姊妹，所以就某一面意义来讲，我们今天生活的时代非常像士师的时代。
On one hand, the meaning of this tells us that this generation is a lot like the time of the judges.
我们读士师记的时候
，When we read Judges,
我们看见士师记的衰败呢，不是忽然一天之间它就变。软弱了。
We find that the failure of the time of judges did not happen overnight.
在第一章那里面，我们看见犹大支派还有很美好的得胜。
We see that from chapter 1, Judah, they had a great victory.
他们的衰败失落是逐渐的。
Their failure and declination happened gradually.
一步一步的下去的。
Step by step, it went downward.
所以我们看见在衰败开始之前呢，是有一些的征兆和现象的。
So before we have declination, there are some signs.
这些征兆、这些现象 symptoms.
These symptoms.
我们称它叫做危机。
We call them crisis.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看不出这些现象，我们就不知道危险。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not see these symptoms, then you don't know the danger.
我前几天来的时候在飞机上。
A few days ago, when I was flying here on a plane,
我前面几排呢就是这个 business class.
Just a few rows in front of me was business class.
他们那边有 privilege 可以看各种报纸。
And they had the privilege of reading all sorts of different newspapers.
我前面有一个人，他就打开他的报纸，我正对着，我就看到一旁很大的字。
And so a person in front of me, because he opened up his newspaper, I could see the headlines.
我想他那个他在读的是这个 Wall Street Journal.
And I'm guessing he was reading the Wall Street Journal.
他看这个投资的上面有一个。很大很警醒的 标语
And so he was reading about the stocks and
我用英文读一下
And I'm going to read it in English
他说 Risk is the greatest when there's no perception of risk 就是当你不觉得有危险的时候那是最大的危险
That the greatest risk is when you feel that there is no risk
弟兄姊妹们你觉得我们今天生活的时代教会属灵光景是正常的吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel that the condition of the church today is normal?
我们自己的光景是可以称道的吗
？Do you feel that you can boast about your own personal condition?
如果你觉得我们都不错了
，If you feel that we're all pretty good,
弟兄姊妹，那是最大的危险。
Brothers and sisters, that is the greatest danger and risk.
把士师记赐给我们
，So the Lord has given us.
为的是要让我们从士师记里面看见。什么叫做属灵的危机
？So that we can see what is spiritual crisis.
如果你认得属灵的危机
，If you understand spiritual crisis,
我们肯谦卑的来到主面前
，And you are willing to humbly come before the Lord.
我们照着主的话语来反应
，And you react according to His word.
弟兄姊妹，那个危机可能变成转机
，Then that risk, that crisis can become a change, turning point.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们何等盼望我们今天生活的时代。是一个转机的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we desire that today we would have a turning point.
就是有一天呢，我们可能来聚会，我们发现主已经在我们中间。
That one day you come to the meeting and you realize the Lord is already among us.
或者更准确的说，我们已经被带到他身边。
Or more accurately, that we have already been brought to His side.
这是我们心里面何等深处的一个愿望。
This is a great desire of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望我们有这个愿望。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we have this desire.
我们每次来聚会，我们要跟主说，主啊，得着我们。
That every time we gather together, we would say, Lord, gain us.
主啊，得着我们。
Lord, gain us.
不要做一个 在属灵的事情上面糊里糊涂的人。
Lord, I don't want to be a confused person in regards to spiritual matters.
这个就是没有感觉的人。
A person who has no feeling and no sense.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以我们要来看一看四十时代给我们看见什么叫做属灵的危机。
So, brothers and sisters, from the book of Judges, we want to take a look at what is spiritual crisis.
我们在四世纪开头的时候
at the beginning of the book of Judges,
还有在约书亚记二十四章十三节
and also from Joshua 24 verse 13,
那里神借着约书亚告诉以色列的百姓
there God through Joshua tells the people,
他说我赐给你们地图非你们所修治的
that I have given you a land on which you have not labored,
我赐给你们诚意非你们所建造的
and cities which you have not built,
你们就住在其中
and you have lived in them,
又得吃非你们所栽种的葡萄园橄榄园的果子
you are eating of vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们看见第一个危机的现象就是环境的转变
Brothers and sisters, the first symptom of seeing spiritual crisis is that we have a change in our outward circumstances.
对于那一代的以色列人来讲他们从旷野四十年的生活现在进到迦南地的丰富里面去
For that generation of the Israelites we see that they have now left the life in the wilderness and now have entered into Canaan
在那个时代还有一些人呢他们曾经也生活在埃及过的
And there were a few who had still lived in Egypt in the past
就是约书亚和加勒再加上那个时候的祭司和利未人
Those are Joshua, Caleb, and some of the Levites.
啊，他们呢是曾经也住过埃及的。
They were the ones. They are the older generation who had also lived in Egypt.
我们看见他们的生活，这是一个很奇妙的改变，从艰难的环境、恶劣的环境、困苦的生活，到了安逸。舒适的环境里
These were people who previously had experienced and lived in very difficult and harsh environments and now have entered into a very comfortable life.
而且他们得着这个安逸得着这个舒适呢不是他们自己努力经营用劳苦得来的
The peace, the rest and the comfort they received it was not through their own labors.
是神赐给他们的
It was what God had given to them.
是别人整治好了他们就来享受就是
Others have worked for it and now they enjoy it.
弟兄姊妹这是一个危机
Brothers and sisters, that is a crisis.
啊，我看见了，今天在神儿女们中间。
So today, brothers and sisters, among God's people.
在北美的弟兄姊妹们。
For the brothers and sisters in North America.
我们看见弟兄姊妹能够像我们这样聚集，实在是很蒙福的。
For brothers and sisters to gather like this, we are truly blessed.
但是大部分神的儿女们呢，对周遭的环境呢，实在是非常的放松的。
But for the majority of brothers and sisters, in regards to our outward circumstances, we are quite relaxed.
因为我们得救就在一个舒服的环境。
Because our salvation is in a very comfortable environment.
我到中国大陆去，我看那边的弟兄姊妹。
When I go to mainland China and see the brothers and
sisters there, 他们一有机会，几个人聚在一起，就开始祷告。
As soon as they have the opportunity, a few gather together, they begin to pray.
他们聚会前唱诗歌，唱完诗歌祷告呢，半个钟头，而且都是站起来祷告。
And when they get together, they sing hymns, and then when they pray, they all stand up.
所以有一次我跟一位弟兄一起服侍啊，那个弟兄他该他上去讲道的时候，他说我巴不得啊。我们祷告到主回来，我就不用讲道了。
And one time I went to serve together with a brother, and this brother, when he stood up to speak, he says, "I hope that we can continue praying until he returns, so that I don't have to speak."
但是今天许多神的儿女们没有这个经历。
However, so many of God's children they don't have that experience.
也不知道这个经历里面是什么一回事。
And they don't know what's going on in that experience.
像我们看我们年长的一些弟兄姊妹。
When we see some of our elder brothers and sisters, 请原
谅我这样的，有一些移民到这里了。
Forgive me for saying there are some who have immigrated here.
来自经过各样的困难。
And they have gone through many difficulties.
在许多的困难中，许多的祷告。
And through these many difficulties and many prayers.
有的时候晚上睡不着觉。
Sometimes through lack of sleep at night.
这还是为了个人生活的。
And it is for their personal life.
有的弟兄姊妹呢，我们有幸被摆在一个刚刚起头的聚会的里面
and through their faith some of them have been placed in a church that was just planted
就是两三个人
there's only two or three people
我自己来到美国的时候是一个留学生
when I myself came to America I was an exchange student
在西雅图主把我 摆在我里面一个感觉，我觉得我灵里非常的枯干，非常的孤单。
And so when I came, the Lord gave me the sense I was incredibly dry and incredibly lonely.
后来主量给我，在校园里面碰见两位弟兄，我们三个人开始一起祷告。
And at school, I was able to meet two brothers. We were able to pray and meet together.
那每次的祷告，好像天就在那里下垂一样。
And every time we prayed, it was as heaven had come down.
那对主的经历真是美好。
And our experience of the Lord was so good.
后来有弟兄说，你们应该起来呢，为着主的缘故，主的名的缘故做见证，应该起来擘饼。
And some said that for the testimony of the name of the Lord, you need to break bread together.
我们就听从，我们也祷告，主给我们有平安，我们就做了。
And we listened, we obeyed, we asked for the Lord to guide, and yes, we did that.
那么要公开擘饼，要出去借一个地方。
And so for us to break bread together, we had to borrow a location. Every single point we had to pray about it. We had to rely on the Lord for every single step of the way.
那么每次聚会呢，所有东西都要自己搬去。
And every time we had to meet, we had to bring everything with us.
这样的生活叫我们认识主。
Brothers and sisters, that type of life causes us to know the Lord.
叫我们经历主。
Causes us to experience Him.
等到慢慢聚会大起来。
But gradually, as our meeting became larger,
我们也有了我们的下一代。
We have our next generation.
我们的下一代觉得这些都是理所当然。
Our next generation feels that this is all what we
take it for granted.
We take it for granted.
Entitled.
We are entitled.
弟兄姊妹们，我们失去了很多很多的福分。
Brothers and sisters, we have lost so much.
在世界上的环境也是这样。
And it is the same in the world environment.
当一个时代从困苦到了安逸，我们看就守不住了。
We know that when a generation goes from difficulty to comfort, it is difficult. You cannot hold fast.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们需要留意的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to this.
如果主在外面环境让我们顺利，让我们丰富，我们要感谢。
If our outward circumstances go smooth and the Lord blesses us, we need to thank Him.
但这时候我们格外的要谨慎，要被提醒。
But at the same time, you need to be watchful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要求主保守我们。
And be reminded, we need to ask the Lord to protect us.
有一首诗歌说，愿主逐日扶持的力，仍然顾我软弱。
There is a hymn that says, Lord, may you daily remember me in my weakness.
Your sustaining power, 顾我的软弱。弟兄姊妹，不是环境舒服了我就不软弱了。
It's not that just
我一样软弱。
I am still weak even when the circumstances are smooth and comfortable.
反而我更需要主。
I need the Lord even more in those circumstances.
那么第二个危机的特点。
The second characteristic of
crisis. 我们看到在第二章的里面。
We see in chapter 2.
神的使者来寻找他的儿女。
The angel of the Lord came to seek out his
children of God. 他先到吉甲。
He first went to Gilgal.
因为他认为他的儿女应该在吉甲聚集。
Because he felt that his children must meet at Gilgal.
我们知道吉甲是他们过约旦河上岸的地方。
We know that Gilgal was the place where they came up the bank from the river.
在那里摆了12块石头，见证基督死而复活。
And there were 12 stones there that testified that Christ had resurrected from the dead.
吉甲他们在那里聚集的时候，他们除肉体受割礼。
And at Gilgal, the cast off the flesh, they were circumcised.
把埃及带给他们一切的羞耻耻辱通通滚掉。
All of the shame of Egypt had been rolled away there.
这是约书亚记得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of the victory of Joshua.
约书亚他们那一个时代征战的时候，只要出发是从吉甲出发，回来是回到吉甲。
Every time Joshua went out to battle, if they left from Gilgal, they also returned back to Gilgal.
但是在约书亚过世以后，神的使者来找他的儿女们。
However, after Joshua had passed away, when the angel of the Lord went to Gilgal to look for his children,
圣经记载很奇妙，他就上到坡金去。
It's very interesting. The angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim.
这个记载是圣经里面可能是仅有的几次或者唯一的一次。
Perhaps it's the only time that it says so.
圣经上讲上到都是从属灵的低处上到属灵的高处，叫做上去。
When you come up, that means you go from a spiritual low point up to a high point.
但是这里他讲到从吉甲上到坡金，那是讲到从人自甘卑微到了人的 自高自大。
However, here it speaks of how a place where they were originally ought to be humbled, they now have gone to a place where they are all self-exalted and proud.
这是一个危机啊。
Brothers and sisters, that is a crisis.
在苦难中人柔软。
In difficulties, when man is weak,
人谦卑。
Man is humble.
人肯依靠主。
Man is willing to rely upon the Lord.
所以我不止一次的听过不同地方的弟兄们告诉我。
So not just once, I have heard brothers from different locations tell me.
他说我们向来读书的学生传福音容易。
It is easy for us to share the gospel with students who have come to study.
向进了公司上班的朋友们传福音非常难。
But to share the gospel with our friends who have come to work is very difficult.
特别是去了好的公司上班。
Particularly those who work at good companies.
他觉得他有一个金饭碗了。
Because now you feel like you have received a golden bowl. 我现在可以享受
我劳苦得来的了。
Now I can enjoy all of my labors.
我们在福音聚会邀请不到这些朋友。
We cannot invite those type of friends.
有时候邀请来，吃完饭他们就走了。
Because after the meal they leave.
弟兄姊妹，我用这个来说明，今天我们蒙恩得救神的儿女也可能有这种光景。
I use this illustration to describe how it is possible that we may also have the same condition.
我们外面不会骄傲。
Outwardly we may not appear proud.
外面不会骄傲。
In our words we not.
但是我们生活显出来。我们不再需要主了。
It seems as if we are not proud, but in our daily life, it's as if we do not need the Lord.
我自己能够处理我的人生了。
I can take care of my life.
我自己可以服侍教会的事务了。
I can serve the issues of the church now.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的危机。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great crisis.
我们要因着这个情况的改变，人的心向着主就放松了。
So because of this change, now we see that the hearts of the people would have relaxed.
因着放松。
Because of their slackness,
对于仇敌许多的事物，我们就看不见，我们就妥协了。
Regarding the many matters of the enemy, now they cannot see it or they compromise.
所以在四世纪里面，我们看见他们就与当地的外邦的人呢就通婚。
And so we see that now they had intermarriage with the people around them.
我们的婚姻就是一个约。神说你们不要与他们立这些约。
We know that marriage is making a covenant, and God told them not to make covenant with the people around them.
但是他们为着情感上的需要，他们就做了这些事情。
But because of their relational needs, they did that.
而且他们就拜了偶像。
And they worshipped idols.
圣经上面记载说，他们就拜了朱巴利和朱亚斯他路。
And so the Bible tells us that they worshipped Baal and the Ashtoreth.
所以弟兄有弟兄的偶像。姊妹有姊妹的偶像。
The men they had their idols and the women they had their idols.
年轻人有年轻人的偶像。
The young people had their idols.
老人家有老人家的偶像。
And the elders had their idols.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
我们有各样的巴利，有各样的亚斯他路。
We have all different kinds of Baals and Ashtoreth.
巴利也就是迦南七族的男神。
And so we know that Baal, he is the male god of the seven nations.
巴利原来的意思就是我是主的意思。
Baal, the original meaning is I am the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，所以弟兄们都喜欢做主。
Because we know that all brothers, they like to be the Lord.
那么亚斯他路啊，就是女神。
And Ashtoreth, she is a female goddess.
所以我们看见姊妹们呢，也有姊妹们的爱好。
And so we know among the sisters, they also have their likes.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是危机。
These are all crises.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛，看见这些情况。
We ask the Lord to open up our eyes so that we may see this condition.
因着以色列百姓在那个时代兴起来的一代不觉察这个危机。
And so now there was a group of people who did not know about this crisis.
他们呢就进入了一些的结果。
And so they entered into some
response,
some consequences.
所以即便呢，神的使者来提醒他们，他们只有放声而哭。
And so when the angel of the Lord came to remind them, the only thing they could do was to weep.
而且他们还献祭。
And they also offer sacrifices.
我觉得很奇怪，他们这个祭到底有什么用啊？
And so when I read it, I found it very strange. What use was these altars and sacrifices?
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了，他们已经失去了，他们懊悔。但是他们却不悔改。
We see that here they regretted, however they did not repent.
悔改的意思就是他们要从他们现在的光景转回来，回到神面前。
To repent means that they would turn from their current condition back to the Lord.
献祭就是回到神的面前。
To offer sacrifice means that you go back to the Lord, but no. All they did there was to weep.
脱金的意思就是哭的人。
The meaning of the word bochim is to weep.
大家就在那里叹息。
Everyone there they wept, but it was of no use.
失去了回转的力量。
They lost the strength of repentance.
那么第二种的结果。
The second consequence.
应验了神的话，啊，他说呢，那些偶像就成为你们的网罗。
And God's word came to pass that those idols ensnared them.
那使他们失去做神儿女的自由。
So they lost the freedom of being God's people.
弟兄姊妹，是不是呢？如果我们心里面有什么事物代替了主耶稣和父神在我们身上的地位。
If there is anything that has now taken the place of the Lord Jesus in your heart,
我们立刻失去属灵的自由。
Immediately you lose spiritual freedom.
可能是名誉。
Perhaps it is your name.
可能是健康。
Perhaps it's your health.
可能是金钱。
Perhaps it's money.
可能是儿女。
Perhaps your children.
也可能是教会里面我的侍奉。
Or perhaps it's my service in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，这些东西叫我们失去属灵的自由。
Brothers and sisters, these things causes us to lose spiritual freedom.
并且他说呢，我要使你们呢，仇敌做你们肋下的荆棘。
And so now that there will be the enemy will be a snare to their thorn, the thorn in their side.
所以告诉说他们心里面呢就没有真正的平安和安息。
So that they do not have true peace and rest in their heart.
因为被这些事物败坏了。
Because now they are corrupted by these things.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是我们读四世纪啊，我们求主让我们觉察到，我们也生活在这样的环境。
We hope that when we read the book of Judges, we can find that we are living in similar circumstances.
那么我们最后呢，要和弟兄姊妹们一起来看一下，到底是什么地方造成了这些危机呢？
And so lastly, we want to take a look. What are the reasons that the people fell into this crisis?
我们人常常讲哈，一个人呢变坏啊，是因为环境影响的。
Oftentimes we would say that somebody is turns to he becomes bad because of the circumstance.
啊，所以我们中国人有一句话说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
There's a phrase in Chinese.
If you're close to red, then you stand with red. If you get near to dark black, then you are stand with blackness. 啊，这简单讲哈，我就直接。
Simply put, direct translation.
所以我们中国人也讲啊，这个古时候有一个母亲呢，很伟大。
And so there is a story that in ancient China there is a mother who is great.
她为着教育她的儿女啊
，in order to teach her son, they moved three times.
啊，所以这中国这是古代的历史啊，孟母三迁。啊，为什么怕环境影响他的儿子
？The reason why the mother moved and did so much is because she was afraid that the environment would influence the child.
所以难怪今天呢，年轻夫妇要有孩子啊，都要选学区啊，对不对
？And so no wonder the young couples now, when they want to move, they are selecting the school district.
越搬到那个地方呢，房地税越贵，为什么？学区越好啊。
And why is it that the property taxes in these areas are so high? It's because the school district is good.
我们承认。环境会影响人。
We do acknowledge that environment will influence people.
但是那还不是绝对的因素。
But that is not the direct influence.
真正这个危机成为危机的原因，是因为人的关系。
The reason why there is crisis is because of the influence of people.
是我们本身的关系。
It is because of our own selves.
所以啊，世上有一句话说，时势造英雄。
And so there is this phrase that says, the environment does not create.
No.Circumstances makes a hero.
That circumstances make a hero.
但是呢，我们读圣经，我们看见要转倒过来讲，啊，是啊，环境呢显明一个人。
But when you read the Bible, you will realize that the opposite is true. That circumstances expose the real self.
环境显明你是英雄，还是你是一个失败者。
Circumstances does it expose that you are a hero or that you are a failure?
所以我们来看一看呢。这个失败的原因，啊，这所以成为危机的原因，我提四个点。
So now I want to point out four reasons for why there is failure or fall into crisis.
他们在与周围的环境、世界分别的事上出了问题。
The first reason is that in regards to the issue of separation, they had a problem with it.
好，我们看见主告诉他们说：“你们不要与周围的民族立约。”不要拜他们的神， 要摧毁他们拜偶像的祭坛。
The Lord had told them, do not make a covenant with the people who live around you. You are to not to worship their idols and to tear down their altars.
但是我们从第一章一直到读到第三章。
But when you read chapter 1 through 3,
我们看见他们呢没有赶出他们周围的这些民族。
We find that they did not drive out the people who are surrounding them.
他们就住在他们中间。
And they lived among them.
你知道人一住在中间呢就很麻烦。
We find that it's very difficult when you are living among them.
这有人情世故的这个顾虑了。
Because now you have to care about these relationships.
我们总是不希望呢在那个地方变成跟别人都格格不入。
We don't want to have bad neighbors around us.
不是我们不愿意 become an oddball.
We don't want to be an oddball among the people
around us.
Among
your neighbors.我们总是要跟别人一样。
We want to be the same as other people.
那要跟别人一样，第一个先要去跟别人做朋友。
So first off, you need to be friends with people.
所以你看，在创世纪三十四章，雅各搬到示剑去。
We see in Genesis chapter 34 that Jacob he went to went to
出了一件很悲惨的事情。
He went to live among the people of the land, and something very tragic happened. And his daughter Dina, perhaps she was a teenager at that time.
她就想要交朋友。
She wanted to have friends.
她就白天呢，哥哥们都出去放羊了，她就一个人出去要寻找同伴。
And so because of all her older brothers, they went out to tend the sheep, she wanted to go out and find some friends.
姐妹，那就出事情。
And then something had happened.
今天我们无论基督徒个人的生活。
Today, regarding our individual personal lives, our family lives.
我们教会，我们奉主的名聚集。
And in the church, when we gather in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个分别的事情上面。是在我们身上，不是环境的问题。
In this issue of separation, it has to do with what is inside of us, not our circumstances.
非常的重要。
This is very important to us.
如果我们没有分别
，If you have no separation,
弟兄姊妹们，我们很快就失败。
Then very quickly you will fail.
所以今天在这些点上面呢，我们要求主帮助我们。
So in these points, we need to ask the Lord to help us.
借着他的话语。开我们的眼睛
through his word to open up our eyes
看见哪些事不是出于神的我们要分别出来
to see those things which are not of the Lord we need to be separated from it
所以使徒约翰在他晚年的时候写书信他告诉我们说与世俗为友就是与神为敌
and so we know that Apostle Peter in his epistle
雅各也告诉我们
he says that those who love the world they are enemies of God
今天我们在侍奉上面我们当然不会去像世人一样。
Of course, in the world today, we are not like the people of the world.
我们也不会把世人请到讲台上来讲道。
We would not ask somebody of the world to come and preach.
但是很多时候，一些的东西在我们的里面是世界的。
But there are many things inside of us which are of the world.
请原谅我讲一个弟兄的见证。
Forgive me for using a testimony of a brother.
他是一个高科技公司的驻远东的技术。Director.
He is a director of a high-tech company from the Far East.
To Far East, from China, America.
有
一次他做见证，很感动我。
And he gave a testimony once that was very moving.
他对一帮年轻上班的弟兄姊妹讲。
And so he told to the young brothers and sisters who are.
你要做到那么高的职位是不容易的。
He said that it is very difficult to.
他不知道受过多少 training.
To work up to that position, he had received a lot of training.
有relationship conflict, 他要去 smooth out.
He had to smooth out all of the relational conflicts among people.
他受过 leadership training.
And he received leadership training. So that people will listen to him.
而你又不伤。
And not offend others.
这些都是世界的东西。
These are all things of the world.
神有神的方法。
Who has God's method?
他说我学了这些，我在公司很好用。
He said I learned all of these things. It was very good in the company.
但是每个主日我去聚会。
But every Sunday when I went to church.
站在进会所的门口，我要祷告一下。
Every time I come and I enter into the doors of the church, I need to pray.
主啊，怜悯我。
I say, Lord, have mercy on me.
把我这些思想意念通通放下。
Allow me to forget and lay down all of these things, these teachings and things, so that I can experience your cross.
叫我非常受感动。
And when I heard it, I was deeply moved.
弟兄姊妹们，你我在世界上。有没有受过一点教育呢
？Brothers and sisters, have you received training and teaching from the world?
方法呢
？Have you learned some very useful methods?
有没有一些很好用的 观念呢
and some、ideas that are very useful
是不是我们就拿来在教会里面 用主的话语包装一下就用了呢
and you bring it to the church and you package it in God's word and now you can use it
我们需要分别
we need discernment and separation
在这些点上很重要
in these things it's so important、啊、
我讲一点例子 我时间不多、啊、今天九点钟我一定要结束
I'm going to give some illustrations I don't have that much time I'm going to end at 9 so we lose an hour of sleep
早期在东方主兴起一些弟兄姊妹
In the far east,、in the early days, God had raised up some brothers and sisters.
他们受了一个姊妹的带领、啊、就是何淑恩姊妹刚才我们唱的那首诗歌就是何淑恩姊妹写的、
This is Sister Margaret Barber. She helped some of the brothers and sisters back then. The hymn that we sang earlier was written by her.
其中一位是尼托森弟兄。
And one of them was Brother Watchman Nee.
他对尼弟兄调教是非常的严格的。
She had very strict rules for him.
尼弟兄被他调教到一个地步，常常讲，他后来告诉人说，我有一段日如果没有去听这个何教士啊。教训我一顿了，我就全身都不对劲。
She was so strict with him that she said that he said to others that if for a while I did not go and receive rebuke and criticism, that my entire body didn't feel right.
所以有时候我觉得自己了不起的时候，我就约时间去看他，他就把我好好修理一顿。回到家了像洗个澡一样那么舒服
and、sometimes when he felt that he was too proud and too full of himself he would go and、receive correction from her so that he would feel cleansed and comfortable
他在真理上面对主学习认真
and regarding truth he was very serious in learning it
他看见一个人信而受浸就必得救
he saw that after you believe and you are baptized then you are saved
而那个是浸不是洒一点水
And this was full baptism by immersion, not sprinkling of water.
所以他们就起来呢，传福音，人得救，告诉他受浸的真理，为他施浸。
So after a person was, had believed in the Lord, they would baptize that person.
有的人呢，有一些他已经信主了，也受过洗的，跟他们一起聚会。
There were some among them who had believed and had received baptism and were gathering together with them.
有一天有一个弟兄就来找他，找尼弟兄。
And one day a brother came to look for brother.
他跟尼弟兄说呢，我看见受浸的真理。我要再受一次浸。
And so there was a brother who said, I now see the truth of baptism. I want to receive it again.
我以前是洒水的。
Because previously I had been sprinkled.
尼弟兄就问他。
So brother Nee said.
啊，是你读圣经读出来的呢，还是主告诉你要这样做的？
Was it because you now have read about it from the Bible, or did the Lord tell you?
他说是我读圣经读出来的。
He said it's because I've now read the Bible.
也听弟兄们讲的。
And I heard brothers talk about it.
尼弟兄说你回去。
So brother Nee said, go back.
没有给他施浸。
And did not baptize him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见啊，他们对主的尊重。
Do you see the reverence that they had to the Lord?
你要听主的声音。
You need to hear the voice of the Lord.
这个是分别。
This is separation.
我们今天里面有很多的观念。
Today
我觉得我有圣经根据。
We have our own conceptions. We feel that I have scriptural proof and basis.
但是呢，没有圣灵的膏油。
However, there's no anointing of the Spirit.
啊，所以我自己年轻的时候，魏弟兄也在这个点上调教过。
When I was young, I was also trained by Brother Wei in the same way.
当你看到一个人有需要，你想做好事。
You see a need from a person and you want to do good works.
啊，你去做了。不一定蒙主称许的。
You can do it, but the Lord may not accept it.
必须要圣灵在你里面给你膏油，你才做，那才叫做好事。
You must receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then do it. That is a good work.
因为我那时候看会，不是看会所，白天我就在会所里面读经祷告，常常会有这个喝醉酒的人来跟我要钱，
Now,
我都给钱呢。
In the past, I would oftentimes study and read the Bible in the church building, and a lot of times drunks would come in and ask for money.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要胜过自己天然的情感。
Brothers and sisters, we need to overcome our natural emotions.
他叫你能够在分别的事情上面遵行神的旨意。
In this issue of separation, you need to hold fast to the will of the Lord.
第二个在人身上出的问题。
The second problem.
他们没有意象。
It was that they had no vision.
在第二章第六节里面。
In chapter 2, verse 6.
他说从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候他们就各归自己的地业占据地图。
It says, when Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel went each to his inheritance to possess the land.
以往呢他们征战呢是身体的征战。
In the past, when they went to war, it was a war of the entire body.
一个支派去征战，其余十二个支派一起。
When one tribe went up to battle, the rest of all the rest of the 12 went. But now they separated.
他们个人去打自己的仗。
Each went to his own battle.
只有在第一章里面，犹大还守住这个原则。他找了西面一起去征战。
Only Judah in chapter 1, he held fast to the principle. He went to battle together with Simeon.
难怪他们都胜不过了。
No wonder they could not have victory.
被仇敌个个击破。
They were all oppressed by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么他们会分散呢？
Why did they scatter?
当然，他们产业是主给的。
Of course, inheritance was given by the Lord.
他们就为自己去得产业了。
And now they went to possess their own land for themselves.
听见年长弟兄讲，所有得产业若不是与弟兄同德，在身体的原则里，那不是你的。
We hear the brothers tell us that if you are to gain the inheritance, if it is not in the body together, then it is not yours.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等样的保护，何等美好的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a protection, such a wonderful principle.
在侍奉，在生活的里面，永远没有为自己的思想。
In service and in life, there is no thought of the self.
永远不应该有个人主义的意念。
There should never have any, you should never have any ideas for yourself.
弟兄姊妹，他们中间没有意象。
Among them, they had no vision.
所以箴言书里面那句话说，没有意象，民就放肆。
And so in Proverbs, there it tells us, when there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
民就不受约束了。
They're now,
我要怎么样就怎么样。
Now there's no restraint. They do whatever you want to do. Now I have my reasons for doing what I want to do.
这就是四世纪的一个特点。
This is a characteristic of the time of the judges.
每个人的标准就是自己，不是主。
Everyone's standard was for themselves. It was not the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，意象告诉我们神的目的。
Vision tells us God's goal.
意象也告诉我们神的方法，神的道路。
The vision tells us God's way and God's direction.
意象，如果我们得着的话，就成为我们生活侍奉的标准。
Vision, if we have it, it gives us the standard for our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
约书亚和他那一代的人过去，
Sadly,
就再没有人守这个点。
After Joshua and that generation had passed away, nobody held fast to this principle anymore.
所以他们就分散。
And so they scattered.
从不受约束变成分散。
To be being unrestrained to scattering.
从分散就变成被仇敌压制。
And from scattering to oppression by the enemy.
第三个点。
Thirdly.
他们中间呢，兴起来的一代，不知道神，也不知道神的作为。
Among them, there was a group of people who did not know God or God's work.
这个知道啊，应该翻成不认识神，也不认识神的作为。
This knowing is they do not know God, they do not know His work.
弟兄姊妹们，认识神呢，跟你圣经的知识有多少？没有直接的关系。
Knowing has nothing to do with how much you know of God's word.
这样子讲， knowing God has nothing to do with how much Bible knowledge you have. 你可能有很多头脑的知识，但你对神一点都不认识。
You may have much head knowledge, but you do not know anything about God.
认识神的起点在重生得救。
The beginning of knowing God starts with being born again.
在里面摸到基督就是我的生命。
That from within you touch Christ as your life.
弟兄姊妹，连一个孩子啊，有时候都会可以经历。
Even a child can experience this.
我认识一个美国老弟兄。
I know an American older brother.
他因为我那时候读书啊，每天上班都坐巴士要坐一个钟头。
And at that time, because I had to go study, I needed to take the bus for an hour.
他在我们那个大学里面做一个职员。
And he was a clerk at the school.
所以我们坐同一个 bus.
And so we took the same bus.
每天早上我们坐一次，我看他哪一本书啊，那本书啊，那个字我都看不懂。
And so,
原来是希伯来原文的旧约圣经。
And so he had this book, and he always held this book, and I didn't even understand the words. It actually was original,
我也在读一本是 在读中文圣经，对他来讲他也看不懂。
It was original Hebrew, and yes, I had my Bible. It was in Chinese, and he couldn't understand that either.
所以有一天我们坐在一起，我们就打招呼谈起来。
So one day after we said hello, we started to share.
后来我们有非常美好的交通。
And then we had wonderful fellowship.
他告诉我他第一次经历主。
He told me that the very first time he experienced the Lord, he was six.
在学校里面 recess 的时候。
It was at school during recess.
同学都在 playground 那里玩。
All of his classmates were playing on the playground.
因为他从小生长在一个敬虔的家庭。
And because he was raised in a very pious home.
他那一天呢，他就不想玩，里面有个感觉，他要自己一个人。到操场一边去安静。
That day he didn't want to play. He had this feeling that he needed to go to one side and be quiet.
他说他往那里走的时候，忽然之间呢，主的同在显在那里。他说一个孩子根本不懂这是什么。
And as he was walking there, all of a sudden God's presence was there, and to a child he did not understand.
但他里面那种平安呢，他说真是，他说一生难忘。
But that peace that he experienced, he said he'll never forget it in his entire life.
他说第二次就是太平洋战争发生。
And the second time was during the World
Pacific
War. Pacific War.
啊，他受了三个月军训呢，就被军眷送去菲律宾。
After 3 months of training, he was sent to the Philippines to battle.
他说在那个航海的上面，这些年轻的。士兵呢，个个都在写家信。
When he was on the ship, all of the soldiers, they were all writing letters back home.
才受过三个月训就上战场跟敌人打仗，真的是很害怕的。
And
想起来都发抖的。
After receiving only 3 months worth of training, all of them were very afraid.
他说那一天忽然之间又有一个感动。
But then that day,
上甲板去。
All of a sudden, he had this moving that he needed to go up to the top.
他一上甲板。他说那神圣的平安又临到。
And when he was on the seaboard, all of a sudden, the peace of the Lord came.
他说弟兄，你知道吗？
He said, brother, do you know?
因为那一次的经历，后来他成了战俘。
That because of that experience, he
became 被关在狗笼子里面，好三年多的时间。
He was a POW and he was locked up in a dog cage.
他给我看他身上的疤痕。
And he showed me the scars on his body.
我能够活着回来，是因为他。
He said the reason why I could come back alive is because of him.
这个叫做认识神。
This is knowing God.
弟兄姊妹们。如果我们的孩子装满了知识，
Brothers and sisters,
没有重生得救，
If your children are filled with knowledge but do not have true knowing God, then there's no hope for the church.
我们需要追求认识我们的主。
We need to seek after knowing God.
我们需要问我们的孩子，你真认识你的主吗？
We need to ask our children, do you truly know God?
我们要讲我们自己蒙恩得救的经历告诉。
We need to tell our children our own salvation experience.
我有一次在东岸一个聚会。
One time I went to a meeting in the East Coast.
弟兄姊妹要我交通。
And brothers and sisters asked me to share one night.
因为他们大专学生都回来了，我请他们大专学生坐前面，我们坐下来一起谈话。
Because all of the college students came back to town, I asked them to sit up front and to so that we could share.
你们知不知道你爸爸妈妈为什么信耶稣？他们都说不知道。
I asked them, "Do you know why your parents believe in the Lord?" They said, "No, we don't."
我爸爸妈妈要我们信耶稣。
We just know that our parents want us to believe in the Lord.
但是他们怎么信的？他们不信以前什么样子，我们都不知道。
But we have no idea why they believed or how they believed how they were beforehand. We have no idea.
所以他们不认识他爸爸妈妈的神。
So they do not know the God of their parents.
他认识基督教里面的神。
They know the God in Christianity.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在家里告诉我们的孩子，爸爸以前不信主是什么样子。
At home, brothers and sisters, we need to tell our children, before I knew the Lord, this is how I was. This is why I come to the church today.
他在我身上做了何等大的、何等奇妙、何等重要的工作。
He has done such a great and amazing and important work in my life.
因为他们不知道过去属灵的历史。
Because they do not know the past spiritual history.
我巴不得我们年轻弟兄姊妹，趁着年长弟兄还在。多问他们这些问题。
I so desire that while our older brothers and sisters are still here, that we would ask them more of these questions.
我去访问年长弟兄，我都请他们讲他们的经历。
And when I go to visit our older brothers and sisters, I ask them to tell me their experiences.
有次我跟三位弟兄一起去看江弟兄。
One time, together with three other brothers, I went to visit Brother Kong.
那天江弟兄从早上十点半讲到晚上八点半。
That day, Brother Stephen Kong spoke from the 10:30 in the morning to 8:30 at night.
睡了三十分钟。
And in the middle, rested for 30 minutes. And the rest of the time, we had a meal.
对我受益无穷。
And it greatly helped me.
弟兄姊妹们，他们怎么经历主，你一样可以这样经历。
How they experience the Lord, we can experience the Lord in the same way.
我恳求弟兄姊妹们，我们要关心。人是不是真正重生得救？
I ask brothers and sisters, we need to care about whether people are born again.
可能你的配偶他到底真的得救了没有？
Perhaps your spouse, are they truly born again?
你的儿女重生了没有？
Are your children born again?
弟兄姊妹们，我们要让他认识。 求主做这个工作。
We need to ask the Lord to do this work.
认识主还有更深的。
And to know the Lord, there's an even deeper
要认识他的旨意。
Way, which is to know His will.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我刚刚讲到的意象里面的目标和道路。
This is the vision that I spoke of, the way that we go.
我们来聚会，我们和弟兄姊妹一起追求。我们有一天主开我们的眼睛。
When we come to the meeting and as we pursue together with brothers and sisters, one day may the Lord open up our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，若你眼睛被开，你就发现我们何等的蒙福啊！
If your eyes are open, you will realize how blessed we are.
主耶稣他的结局怎样，教会的结局就怎样。
The end result of our Lord Jesus is how the end result of the church.
他怎样达到那个荣耀，教会走的道路。就是同样的一条道路。
How he had attained to that goal is the same path that the church needs to walk upon.
这是我们认识我们的主。
This is knowing our Lord.
当我们从悟性上领会了，灵里面清楚了，你开始进入那经历，那就是他的历史了。
Once you understand in your mind and now in your spirit you have clear experience, then it is the story of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，第三方面的认识。
The third point of knowing the Lord.
在实际的生活中我们操练信心，跟随圣灵。
That in our daily life, when we exercise faith, we learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
那些有这样操练的人，碰见风浪的时候，神就做他的避难所。
Those who have experience and have training in the Lord, when they encounter storms, the Lord is their shelter.
耶和华就做他四围的盾牌。
Jehovah now is their shield on all sides.
做他安息的磐石。
And they're the rock of their rest.
做他的高台。
And now they're high tower.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是我们真正认识主的路。
This is the way of truly knowing our Lord.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
他们人出的问题。
All of their problems.
就守不住。
Is because they could not hold fast.
弟兄姊妹们，约书亚临终以前呢，用智慧的心呢，帮助以色列百姓。
Right before Joshua passed away, with words of wisdom, he was helping the Israelite people.
让他们呢，甘心情愿地与神立约说，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So that voluntarily they would say, yes, we will serve Jehovah.
我觉得约书亚真的啊，他一点都没有勉强。他说，你们现在可以选择回去侍奉大河边上。就是加勒底那些偶像。
It is so wonderful. Joshua did not force anyone, but he says, "Now you can choose for yourself today whom you will serve."
或者迦南地的这七族他们的偶像。
The gods of those beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living.
他说，但至于我和我家呢，我们已经选定了，只侍奉耶和华。
However, he said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
结果这么一说呢，所有以色列人都说：“不不不，我们跟你一样，一定侍奉耶和华。”
And once he said this, all of the Israelites says, "Oh, of course, we'll be like you. We are serving the Lord too."
但第二代就守不住。
But the second generation could not hold fast.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说，环境把人显出来。
So this tells us that the circumstance will expose the true self.
怎样守呢？
How do you hold fast?
就每一次碰到交叉路口的时候。你只拣选主，不拣选别的。
That every time you come to a fork in the road, you only choose the Lord and nothing else.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
看起来很笨，但是可以走到底。
It seems very stupid, but you can walk to the very end.
我很怀念呢，我们年长弟兄他给我一首诗歌。
I recall a hymn that our elderly brother gave us.
那首诗歌说：“我已拣选主耶稣。”
I have decided.
I have chosen Jesus, Lord Jesus, 拣选他做我的喜乐。
I have chosen him to be my joy.
拣选他做我的世界。
Chosen him to be my world.
拣选他做我的盼望。
Chosen him to be my hope.
拣选他做我的主。
Chosen him to be my Lord.
怎么持守呢？一步一步走。
How do you hold fast?
没有一个考验，一个环境说你可以这样走。你说不，我只拣选这个。
Every time you encounter a test or a trial, and you say no, I only choose the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这样子我们就经历主逐日维持的力带我们往前。
Then, brothers and sisters, you will experience His strength to lead us forward.
我想今天晚上我就简单的和弟兄姊妹介绍一点。四世纪里面我们看见的危机。
So tonight, very simply, I introduce to you some of the crises that we see in the time of the judges.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们对自己、对环境 对主的心意有感觉。
May we have a sense towards ourselves, towards the Lord, and towards His will.
有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在爱我们。
You truly love us.
你给的不是别的。
And you have given nothing else.
你乃是把你自己赐给我们。
But you have given yourself to us.
主啊，我们该怎样回报你的爱呢？
How should we respond to your love?
主啊，我们承认我们是心智是从你那里来的。
Lord, we do admit that our heart's will is from you.
主啊，我们承认我们的拣选也是从你那里来的。
And Lord, we also acknowledge that we want to choose you. That is also from you.
我们每天都需要仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
Every day we look to your grace and your mercy.
主啊，帮助我们。
Do help us.
做一个拣选主的人。
To be one who chooses you.
做一个愿意跟主站在一起的人。
To be one who is willing to stand on the Lord's side.
愿意在每天的生活中持定你的自己。
We are willing every day to hold fast to yourself.
好叫我们见你面的时候。
So that on that day when we see you.
我们脸上能够没有羞愧。
We would have no shame on our faces.
让我们在地上的生活和工作。
That our daily life and our work.
能够叫你的心得着喜悦和满足。
Allow you to be pleased.
我们谢谢你晚上与我们同在。
Lord, thank you for your presence with us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless every dear brother and sister.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给你和爱我们的父神。
May all glory and praise be to you and to our heavenly Father who loves us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.